Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast today. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God from His precious book today. Appreciate every listener. Thank you for taking time to tune us in this morning. And hope you're making plans to be in the house of God today. Be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church in Tryon, Georgia. Be with us this morning, Sunday school at 10. And then 10:45 for the worship service back at 6 o'clock on the evening, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. You come and be with us throughout the day. Baby, you'll be blessed of God if you'll do that. Count a real joy to come to where you're at this morning. Thank you for taking time to tune us in this morning and try to be a blessing to your heart and to your life today. I want to send the program out to all the shut-ins, those that's not able to get out, be in the house of God. I send out Brother Cecil this morning. I know he's not been able to come lately, and we want to certainly pray for him, that God would bless him today. Brother Cecil always listens to the broadcast, and we appreciate that and want to be a blessing to him today. And also pray for the Owens family. Brother Hoyt Owens passed away and was buried this week, one of our deacons here at the church. And you pray for this family this morning. God would help them, touch them today, and give them a good day in the Lord. Well, it's time to go to meeting for a while this morning and have some songs. We'll get into the Word of God and try to be a help and a blessing to your heart today. So you come today. Be here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, and he'll be a blessing to you if you will come and hear the preached Word of God today. Amen. All right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Ask God to help us this morning and bless the needs of your life today and needs of others that needs prayer. And a God that's able to intervene in every situation. He's a God above all gods of this world. He's the God. He is the God of heaven. And He certainly is in control of everything this morning. He's not alarmed. He's not excited. He knows exactly what's taking place in this world today. He's very much in control. He's still God. Fathers, we bow in your presence today. Thank you for this day. Privileged, Lord, to come before the microphone this morning. Try to be a blessing. Try to be a help to some precious soul that needs help today. There's someone out there listening today. The unsaved without a Savior might be the day they need to turn their heart to the Lord Jesus and get right with God. Be saved by God's wonderful grace. Speak to their hearts. Help them to see their need of a Savior this morning. Have your will and way. Bless every need, those that are sick and suffering today. God, touch each one according to your perfect will. Comfort the bereaved. Be real to them. And just give us all a good day in the Lord. We'll praise you for everything that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning and hope it'll be a real blessing to you today and that you listen as they sing.
Girl, supply you, my friend.
He knows how to form us, mold us, and make us into a vessel that can be useful in His service, and that's what I want today. I'm sure that you do this morning also. Amen. Well, now let's go to the Word of God today. Appreciate the singing, and again, appreciate all of our listeners. Thank you for taking time out from your day. Hope you're getting ready to go to church now. Be on time for Sunday school. You need to be in Sunday school. Amen. There's a whole lot of things I remember from church in my childhood came from Sunday school. Those teachers that labor and give their time and their talent to try to teach you, unpaid servants of God, and consecrated, given over to helping those along the way that teach the Scriptures. And you be there, be in your place. You'll be blessed of God if you will. 2 Timothy, we began preaching on this a week or two or three, I don't know, some time ago, didn't get through with it. I want to go back to it this morning on the making of a good soldier, 2 Timothy chapter 2. And if there was a good soldier in the Bible, it was young Timothy, amen. But he had a mentor. That mentor was the Apostle Paul. And what a true soldier he was. And certainly one that was qualified to mentor Timothy, take him under his wing and teach him some things and lead him along the way, give him advice and give him a strength that only God could help him give. And what a blessing it was to have someone like that in Timothy's life. And so he talked to him here, writing to young Timothy while Paul was in jail, probably for the last time, and writing to young Timothy. He was concerned about him. He was a mentor of Timothy, concerned about him and knew what he's going to be facing as a servant of God, as a preacher of the gospel. and as one that was in the crosshairs of the devil and taking the lead for God, being a preacher of the gospel. But he talked about him here in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Of course, when he told him to be a good soldier, remember, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We're good soldiers this morning. Well, you're a soldier and certainly want to be a good soldier of Christ. And that's what he was trying to get across to young Timothy, of course. And we preached on that mentor that Paul saw in his life. He saw his tears. He saw his faith. He saw that he was not afraid, not to be afraid. He saw his fear, and he saw the faults that he had, told him not to be ashamed of the gospel, and told him to endure sufferings, the being a partner in the gospel, and made that he would meant that he was going to endure some sufferings for the cause of Christ and for the gospel's sake this morning. And then he would come down to verses 9, of course, and Timothy had a calling. Amen. Now, there's got to be a calling for a good soldier. There's got to be a calling for a good soldier in Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible tells us there in verses 9, he said to be a soldier, one that has been called of the gospel, called in the preaching of the Word of God. And so there are some things that we notice today that we need to know of. There's got to be a calling take place in the life of an individual that's carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's got to be a calling take place. And so the Bible said there in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verses 9, we found the Bible said in this verse, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world was. Now, there's a calling for the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what he's talking about. He saved us, and then he called us with a holy calling, not according to his own work, but according to his own purpose and grace. God calls with a purpose in your heart and life today. God calls his men with a purpose. There's a purpose for us being called by the Lord and appointed as God appointed us to preach the word of God. So it takes a calling today. There's a lot of ministers in the world today that there's not a whole lot of called men of God. Today, it needs to be more than a minister, amen. It needs to be a called child of God. Got to be called by the Lord. There's a distinct calling to preach the Word of God, a distinct calling. And Paul said here, and there's an appointment that God makes, and God makes the choice. We don't make that choice, but God does. And notice down in verse 11 of 2 Timothy chapter 1, he said, for whereunto I'm appointed a preacher and an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. So Paul said, I've been saved and called. I've been appointed a preacher of the gospel. A preacher, I appointed a preacher. Got a lot of volunteers today. Got a lot of folks says, well, I think that's what I want to do for a living. Looks like they got it made. Well, if you're a God-called preacher and you got a burden for souls and a burden for saints of God, and to lead the saints of God, it's not an easy thing to do. It's not a gravy train, if you please. So it takes a calling. There's distinct calling. He was dealing with Timothy about that, and writing to young Timothy about the preacher. So there's an appointment as a preacher. And then he gave it over and said, 1 Timothy chapter 3, he gives the things about 13, 14 things, qualifications for that preaching of the gospel. And he said a bishop must be blamed. Is the husband of one wife, a vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. How for a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? So there's an appointment to take care of the church of God. That preacher has been appointed by the Lord. Amen. And so there's the qualifications for carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so there's to be a part of the plan of God according to his own purpose that he's got in our lives today. It's good to be a part of the plan of God in reaching souls for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And lead the people of God, lead the sheep of God that God puts us over, shepherd over. And so there's a fact that have to be a good soldier and of course and do the work of God, that appointment you have, that calling of preaching the word of God. And to be a soldier, you don't have to be a preacher. Amen. But if you're a preacher, you better be a good soldier. Amen. And then somebody else, all right. I notice one that a good soldier has got to be able to teach and discern the leaders that's going to be working with. Now, to discern the leaders and those that's got potential, if you please. And that the Bible said in the things in verses 2 of chapter 2 of 2 Timothy, he said, of the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, and the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And so that soldier's got to be one that has got to be a discerner to teach others and learn them to serve God and to do the things of God. And so the fact of it is, there's got to be some discernment, spiritual discernment. And you've got to walk with God to do that. You've got to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost of God and discern those. Now, Paul discerned in Timothy's life, and there was something about this young lad. He discerned, and then he began to inquire and investigate and learn about his mother and learn about his grandmother that had faith and learned that he had faith and persuaded that was in him also. And he was saying to Timothy, I hope you listen to what they have to say. I hope you've got the same faith your mother had and that your grandmother had. I hope you were listening when they were talking. And there's a lot of times we miss what we need to know by not listening to those old saints of God, and they can help us along the way. But Paul had he was a mentor to young Timothy. He saw in him the potential of a leader and one that could be used of God. And so a soldier's got to be able to do that, had to teach and discern the leaders that they're going to put in command of others. And that's what it goes up, man, along with being a leader. And then not only that, but he's got to be able to endure hardness as that good soldier. Oh, to endure some things. And you think, well, what got to endure? Well, you get saved, and especially if you get called of God and you get appointed by God to be a preacher, brother, you better realize there's a lot of things you better have some hardness about you. I'm not talking about a crew. I'm talking about the ability to withstand the things that will take place in your life, the persecution and the ridicule and the opposition forces that comes against you as a leader of the house of God. Brother, there needs to be a good soldier and to endure hardness. Amen. You've got to be able to take it all in stride. And brother, not let it affect your life and your leadership. And to let God use you and learn you to operate in the hard times and when the persecution's coming your way and when they don't see it the way you do and when they don't agree with what you're saying, what you're preaching, have the ability to keep on preaching and keep on leading and keep on learning the things of God to his people, because God always puts some folk there to listen to you, and God always gives you people there that'll follow, and those that loves the word of God and those that will lead, my friend, with the word of God. And so that's got to be, you got to be able to endure hardness, and you got to be able to withstand the things As a good soldier, endure hardness, is what the Bible said there. And then not only that, but I want you to notice, not only endure the hardness, but also there's got to be a commitment of that soldier. That soldier's got to be committed. Amen. And verses 4 and 5, the Bible said, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Amen. The Bible said that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. If a man that strive for mastery, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. So there's got to be the ability to please the one that has chosen him. Amen. Who are you trying to please this morning? Are you trying to please the brethren? Are you trying to please the sisters? Are you trying to please the congregation? Are you trying to please the Lord? Amen. There'll be times when preaching has got to take place, and they will not be accepted very well sometimes in the majority of the audience, but it's got to be said, it's got to be preached, it's got to be declared, and you got to please the Lord that chose us to be that good soldier. Amen. And so we got to please the Lord this morning. Praise God. Listen, in that verse also, in verses 5, first of all, to please the Lord, you got to follow the book. If a man also strive for mastery, and yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. Amen. According to the Word of God, there's got to be that guidebook that we go to by. We got to follow the book. Amen. And this Bible is God's law book. Amen. And one that we use to preach out of and declare the whole counsel of God. And that's what we need today. Listen, and then to make him a good soldier. And my friend are those that's got the ability to take the Word of God and declare the whole counsel of God, and my friend, please the Lord with what you're doing. Amen. And listen, if you please God, you got it made, because God's the one that stands for us, and God's the one that stands by us. And Paul said at one place, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but the Lord stood with him. Amen. And there's times when they won't stand with you, but God will. And brother, God will take care of his servant that stands for the Word of God. Amen. That's exactly what we need today. And my friend, one that'll please the Lord, not please the brethren. And it's good to be pleasing to the brethren. I love to hear folks agree with what I'm preaching, but there are some times when they don't, and they don't like you stepping on their toes, and they don't like you preaching to them. But oh, my friend, if you please the Lord, and when God sends a message, it's not to please them, it's to please him. And when God's brother sends a message through your mouth and you declare the Word of God, and my friend, you're trying to please him, and then brother, God will stand with you and he'll stand for you. And praise God, in these last days we got a lot of folks tiptoeing around the tulips, and they're watering the flowers and not declaring the Word of God. I need some folk to stand back and rear back and preach a Word of God without fear or favor of any man, and realize that God writes our paycheck, and brother, God blesses us and supplies our needs, and God's the one that holds us up, and brother, when the midnight hours comes around, he's the one that stands beside us. And my friend, God's always there with us, and he's there for us. And brother, when we reach eternity, we'll be glad we stood for him. And brother, preach it on the infallible Word of God. If you don't strive lawfully or scripturally, there'll be no crown for it, but do it by the Bible. Amen. If the Bible says it, preach it. Praise God. I'm talking about rightly dividing the Word of truth. I'm talking about spiritual discernment. I'm not trying to mold it and make it into your message that you want to be declared, and to try to justify your ways. But my friend, God's ways are to be declared from the blessed Word of God. We need that today. And my friend, need some God-called men of God that are getting the pulpit and preach a Word of God, qualified by the Holy Ghost, called by God, appointed by the Lord, and preaching the gospel, my friend, to those around today, and lead the flock of God, and be an example to the flock, and show them what it is to serve the Lord and to love the Lord in these last days. Well, I'm glad I'm saved this morning, and brother, I'm glad today we can please him. Amen. And we can please him. He's the one that's going to reward us.
He's the one that takes care of us. And when this thing is over, he's the one's going to come back and get us and put us a home in heaven. And he's the one we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ with. And brother, be judged according to the deeds done this body, whether good or evil. And brother, we're going to please God. Are we going to please men in this world today? Just please the Lord. Amen. Oh, yes, my friend. And so the making of a good soldier is found here in the Word of God this morning. How the making of a good soldier. You want to be a good soldier today? How you want to be one? Your seniors look to you. That your senior officer looks at you and says, well done. I'm thou good and faithful servant. And that's what to be striving for. And this morning, brother, the days are coming. We're going to stand before him. Amen. I want to please him this morning. And brother, it almost my heart to know that he trusted us with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And brother, and we're going to serve him or serve men. I'd rather serve him this morning. Amen. I found out a long time ago, if you'll serve God, and even if you don't please men, God will take care of you. Amen. And brother, just trust in him and let God lead you and direct your heart and your pathway, and he'll bless you in a special way. Well, I tell you this morning, how you ought to be a good soldier today, a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Timothy was told by the Apostle Paul, and you be a good soldier, amen. Not just a soldier, but a good soldier, amen. Well, I see your time is gone this morning. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you till next Sunday at the same time.